Now my guest is Simon Helliamore from Crescent Funeral Services. Simon, welcome back to Tone FM.
Thanks for having me, Darren.
So tell us about your role, who you are, what you do, where you do it.
Certainly. So I'm Simon. I'm the Managing Director, Funeral Director of Crescent Funeral Services here in Taunton. We're based just behind Boots in the Crescent car park. And I've come into the funeral profession 25 years ago, and in the last 3 years have established Crescent Funeral Services.
Did you always want to be a funeral director from a young age?
Well, my life was turned upside down by a work experience placement. And if any youngsters out there who are about to do work experience say, oh, what am I going to do? This won't be my lifelong career. It doesn't matter. Well, I can tell you my work experience placement changed my life. And everything that I felt I was going to do with my life literally changed within a week of taking up that work experience placement. So from the age of 15, when I entered the profession, I haven't looked back.
Things have changed quite dramatically over the last few years with how funeral directors work, how they conduct themselves, not so much conduct themselves, but what they do in a funeral situation. Because more so these days, people want to, they want to celebrate a life, don't they?
Absolutely. And you know, gone are the days of the traditional everyone wears black, po-faced funeral director. I mean, for instance, you know, as a funeral directors, all of my staff and myself, we don't wear black. We look to make it more accessible to the families that we look after. So we try and bring a more human approach, sort of down to earth approach to arranging and conducting funerals.
Do you ever get funny requests, or say funny requests, but random requests for the way a funeral's done, maybe the way the coffin is presented, or maybe because there's a certain style they would like the entrance music to be at a crematorium, for example?
Yeah, very much. I mean, I think funerals, as you say, now are becoming a celebration of somebody's life. And the way that we approach the arranging and presentation of a funeral is very much based around people and the way that they've led their life. There are no rules to play by. So our approach is your funeral, your way. That's one of our strap lines, because we feel that we're there just to facilitate people's needs. So, you know, nothing should surprise me, and I've never had to say no yet.
And the reason you're here today is to tell us about your Thanksgiving Carol concert, which will take place again at St John's Church.
That's right.
Which was a tremendous success last year, wasn't it?
It really was. I was just going to say, last year we had 200 or so people, families that we'd looked after, but also members of the public, come along and share in Christmas carols and refreshments. To just, you know, for those who have lost somebody, Christmas is a very stressful time. It's a time where everybody around you is trying to be happy and celebrating, where those who've lost somebody don't really feel like doing that. But you have to acknowledge Christmas is here. So we provided a service last year where it took people away from the hustle and bustle of Taunton to share just some time remembering, singing some carols. And it was such a success, and families asked us if we would do it again this year. And so of course we're doing it. It's part of our commitment to the community.
You can read all about this in the current issue of Tone News, which is out now. So let's go through the deal then. It's on December the 8th.
That's right. Yeah. Sunday, December the 8th, 3 o'clock at St John's Church on Park Street. And although we're obviously holding the service in a church, it will be a service for everybody. We don't have an overly religious content. Yes, we have the hymns, we have the prayers, but equally we've got some lovely readings from our civil celebrants. So it really is a service for the whole community.
So it's free to come along and just show your respect. It could be because you just want to be a part of it. And it starts at 3 o'clock.
That's right.
On Sunday, the 8th of December.
That's correct.
Yeah. Lovely. Now then, let's now talk to your young apprentice who you've brought in with you. Swap seats, as you were. This is James. Hello, James.
Hello, Darren.
How are you, sir?
I'm very good, thank you.
Excellent work. So, James, you are the apprentice.
Yes.
So, how old are you?
I am 17.
You're 17. And how long have you been an apprentice funeral director?
It's coming up to about a year and a half now.
Now, I suppose the first question, somebody who's so young, how do you find it dealing with death? at such a young age. Is this something you've always wanted to do?
So I started with my work experience when I was 15. I did it from school, and that was when I really decided that's what I wanted to do. So I got in contact with Simon, and luckily he had a job for me, so I started up just straight after school.
So you kind of knew from the start what you wanted to do?
Yes, well, my dad was a funeral director, but he passed away when I was young. So it sort of always interested me, and I think that's where I had the connection from. But then doing my work experience is where I really decided that's what I wanted to do.
And you're not just a normal apprentice, you're a record-breaking apprentice, is that correct?
Yes.
Tell us why you're a record-breaking apprentice.
So it's because of my age and how quickly I'm working through my qualifications with the IFD College, and it's sort of I'm making progress with them. And I think because I've started it so young, people normally start at the age of 18. I think that's why they've classed me as a record-breaking apprentice.
So you are officially the youngest practicing funeral practitioner?
Yes, yeah, funeral practitioner
in the country.
In the country, yes.
Well, there's an honour to have, isn't it? Eh?
Yes.
And presumably you'll want to progress up through the ranks over the years and potentially one day have your own business, maybe?
Yes, definitely. It's sort of it's a profession I sort of want to stay in for a long time. It's not sort of a short-term thing. Definitely want to do this for my life.
I suppose I have to ask you, and there'll be other people probably wanting to ask you the same, and you've probably been asked this loads before. How do you deal at such a young age with dealing with bodies?
I think that...
Do you just switch off or
it sort of becomes a natural thing, because it's sort of you think with care and you think how the families would want you to treat somebody. So you work with care and you think sort of treat everyone with care and respect and how you'd like your loved one to be treated when they're brought into our care.
Well, look, I wish you all the very best and congratulations on being a record-breaking funeral practitioner.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Excellent, such a young age. Simon, back to you. Just a quick reminder of the concert once again.
Yeah, so Sunday the 8th of December, 3 o'clock at St John's Church on Park Street. It's a service of love and thanksgiving at Christmas for the whole community.
And if anybody would like to get in touch with you to know more about the services you provide, how can they do that?
So you can find us behind Boots in the Crescent car park. You can also find us at crescentfunerals.co.uk, or you can call us on 01823 530 100.
Thank you very much. My guest is Simon Hellier-Moore from Crescent Funeral Services. Oh, and I better not forget his apprentice James as well.